Good morning, this is Jeremy Deeds, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner with my Money Manifesto for Monday, 20th of January 2014. This month, January, our theme is transformation, the third stage of our future process for getting your life and money back on track. Transformation is about overcoming obstacles, and how we deal with these obstacles becomes part of our plans, our life and financial plans. Last week we covered some of the planning and process involved in this, and this week I will be considering some of the life and emotional aspects of transformation. And indeed, money is an emotional matter, there's no doubt about it. We tend to be ruled by envy, fear and greed in particular, those three really strong emotions. And these often become obstacles to achieving our life and our financial goals in particular. Carl Richards is a US financial planner. He's also a really good cartoonist, and he uses his cartoons to illustrate a lot of financial principles. One of his cartoons in particular, which I recall, is an undulating line representing the peaks and troughs of the stock market. Arrows pointing to the troughs highlight most investors' assessment of the troughs, which is things are bad, sell, sell, sell. The peaks, however, are marked by coast is clear, buy, buy, buy. And this is what really happens. Many investors simply sell out at low points and buy at high points, ruled by fear and greed. And it's the reverse of what they do in normal everyday life, when realistically people tend to aim to buy stuff low or cheap and sell at high prices. It's no surprise, therefore, that behavioral economists regard investors as their own worst enemy. And in fact, one expert I heard talking at a conference recently put it as strongly as saying that he felt that investor behaviour did more damage to portfolio performance than market volatility itself. And of course, the driving force here is our emotions around money, particularly fear and greed, those two very, very powerful emotions. And if it is true that investor behaviour does so much damage to portfolio performance, then it has a direct impact on our ability to achieve our life goals, our long-term ones in particular. I spoke the other day to a man who was coming out to retirement, and he told me, and I had the privilege of listening to him tell me, because it's quite an emotional story, how he had done precisely this. He had a significant pension fund and had panicked in 2008 after the Lehman's debacle, selling everything just as the market started to fall, then buying back in towards the end of the recovery in 2010. With the net result that he had a 40% loss in his pension fund, and not a huge amount of time to make up that loss. To be fair, he accepted responsibility for his own actions here and didn't try to blame anyone else or blame the markets or anything. And what I found very interesting about this story was that in essence he had started to deal with the problem by letting go of his own mistakes, letting go of his own fears of the future and of what he'd done. And letting go is an essential element of transformation, and I'll be returning to this subject later on. That's it from me this week. Next week I'll be looking at some of the strategies we can use for dealing with obstacles, both financial and life obstacles. In the meantime, do look at our other material on our website, www.living-money.com, and have a very, very good week. Take care.